Hey there, and welcome to the If She Did It podcast. I'm your host, Becky Fagan, a social media and business growth coach helping aspiring and new entrepreneurs kickstart their business and master Instagram marketing. In these episodes, we'll be talking all things entrepreneurship and social media marketing as a whole. You'll leave every episode energized and ready to bring yourself and your business to the next level. Hey guys, oh my gosh, I am so excited for this episode. It has been a long freaking time since I did a solo cast. It's time for it, and I'm here to share a crazy freaking win with you all and talk you through how it happened, because I think that it's really beautiful when people share big wins in their businesses with others, and it's even more beautiful when you can learn from it. So that's kind of what this episode's about, and I have an unbelievably exciting announcement that will come at the end. You are not going to want to miss this, so listen to the end if you're in a rush. Maybe fast forward. I don't know what to tell you to do. Listen later. Just don't forget to listen to the end of this episode. So let's start. This is crazy, guys. I can't believe I'm about to tell you this. And I want to make it very clear that I am sharing this because people have requested it. People have said that this would be inspiring to them, and this is something they want to see and want to hear and want to be a part of. So that's why I'm bringing it here. I thought this was the best platform to share on. So, you guys, I had a huge milestone in my business in February of this year. So just a couple weeks ago, right? I made over $17,000 in sales in my business in February. Wow, that's like really crazy to say out loud. Over $17,000 in sales. Amazing. That's amazing. So why? Why am I sharing this with you? Because first of all, it's a huge milestone, and I like to bring you all along on my journey and share my milestones with you. And second of all, I'm sharing this because this is a big deal. And here's why. February was one of, I feel like I say this a lot, but for real, guys, February was one of the hardest months of my life. I moved for the first time since I moved to Kentucky for college. So it was over 6 years since I had last moved. That was my first big move. I lived in New York my entire life until I turned 18, and August came around and I went to college, and then I stayed in Kentucky for 6.5 years. And I moved up to DC last month. I'm in Virginia, but I'm in the DC area. And it was unbelievably stressful. I had planned to start the next round of the Abundant Business Academy the first week of February. That's ridiculous. That makes no sense. That was the week I was moving. How could that ever work? And the universe was playing with me. The first week of February, I only had 2 people enrolled in the Abundant Business Academy, a program that I was promoting for the past 2 months. Why did that happen? Why was that the case? Honestly, because I was stressed the fuck out. I was getting ready to leave the state that I called home, the only state I knew as home other than New York. Yes, I love Virginia. My parents have a lake house here. I love it here. And in reality, Kentucky was really my second home. And as much as I was ready to leave, I was also horrified to leave. I left a lot behind when I came here. It's really like I might start crying a little bit thinking about this. It's really my life is completely different now in so many ways. Good, not bad, not good, just is. I mean, I guess in some ways good. Like, this apartment's unbelievable. It's kind of hard to be sad in this apartment, if I'm going to be completely honest. But I haven't made any friends yet, but that's a side note. That's not completely true. But anyway, back to the point. So December and January, I was trying to promote the Abundant Business Academy, and it was really, really hard because I was really scared. I was leaving my best friends that I had left in Kentucky. I was leaving my kick-ass entrepreneur friends who also became some of my best friends. And I was leaving my ex-boyfriend who I was still in love with, and I have not spoken to him. Wow, I'm like sharing my dirty laundry with you guys since I moved here, which is really hard and really sad for me because history, right? And I'm not going to go into that, but my point being, I was dealing with a lot of emotions and a lot of stress and a lot of fear and a lot of sadness through all of December and all of January. And just a lot of like pressure and hesitation and the fear of just literally packing up my life and moving it across the country and then unpacking it. So of course, come February 1st, I still only have two people enrolled in ABA. And of course, if that's what was meant to happen this round, that would have been fine. And I knew that this round was meant for more than just two amazing women. So I pushed back the launch. I pushed back the start date. And I continued to launch my program throughout most of February. And we didn't start Abundant Business Academy until the last week of February instead of the first week of February. And we ended up with six amazing women in this round, which is so, so, so exciting. And, you know, that was a huge chunk of the income from this past month, from February. And the other part is I'm launching something really exciting that I am sharing with you all at the end of this episode. And I already have two women enrolled in it. So that was where another bulk of the money came. And the question here now is, okay, so how did you do it? How did you get these clients? You went from like struggling and being anxious and being stressed and you all of a sudden made over $17,000 in sales in February. What happened? And what happened is that I kind of, once I moved here, I said, fuck the stress, fuck the fear, fuck the pressure. Let's have fun with this. I finally found that beautiful balance between the feminine and the masculine, what my feminine looks like, what my masculine looks like, and how that shows up. And I've shifted my business to align with that. And that's been the biggest thing, is having fun. And everything always shows up in my life the way it's supposed to. One of my mentors, Kiara, whenever I would come to her and say, okay, Kiara, I feel like I'm doing all the things and the clients aren't coming. And I would always get really, really pissed at her because she'd be like, well, Becky, my advice is to calm the fuck down, forget about the launch right now, and go have some fucking fun. And every time she said that, I would be like, screw you, Kiara. Like, absolutely not. But I would try my best. But in the back of my head, I was always thinking like, okay, I'm having fun now. Where's the sale? So I kept reminding myself of the fun. I actually got a thank you letter in the mail from an amazing woman that I participated in her online summit. And she had sent me an affirmation card. And the affirmation card said something about something along the lines of like, the universe has your back when you're having fun, or something like that. And I was like, what the fuck? This is ridiculous. This is insane. I'm being told exactly what I need to do. So I released and I had fun and I enjoyed myself and I got on calls that I wouldn't have ever gotten on in the past. I got on calls with people just to support them in their businesses without any expectation. And most of them did turn into sales. I got on two calls with people that I probably never would have considered as potential clients in the past, but I was like, what is my assumption? How can I assume somebody's monetary abilities and like what they can and can't invest in right now when I'm not them? Like, and that's something that I've always known in the back of my head as well. And sometimes you just have to let it go, right? You do not know what somebody is willing to spend their money on. You do not know what somebody's willing to put on a credit card. You do not know what kind of money people have in savings. You don't know. So don't assume, don't expect anything. Just get on the fucking call, serve the shit out of someone, and find out if they're right for your program. Like, it's that simple. And the other thing I did was I continued to invest in myself. I'm crazy. I love having coaches. I know where I need help, and I continue to get support in those spaces. Oh, Sage is joining the episode today. And so that's exactly what I did. I went and I got that help. And another thing I did in February was I decided to start working and tapping into my intuition. So that was a big uncomfortable stretch for me. So I think a lot of the money, oh my gosh, I'll be right back, you guys. Sorry about that. Okay, so I think that where a lot of the shifting comes in and a lot of where like this money comes from and me making the money I made in February was from the abundance, honestly, and from having fun and from not worrying. Like, I made a promise to myself in December, even when I was dealing with all the stress and pressure and fear, that I was going to start treating myself and taking care of myself and not worrying so much about money. And not being so stressed out about it, because everything always works out. Everything always works out. And one of the things that I really wanted to do was tap into my intuition. I have a friend who has sweared upside down and backwards since she's met me that I have I'm intuitive, and I just need to work on that power and that ability. And we've been working together now for a couple of weeks, and it's just really, really fucking cool work, and it's a lot of fun. And I went into it for myself, just because I knew that I only live once, and I would regret if I didn't give it a try and didn't play with it and see what would come of it. And I'm gonna leave with being able to support my clients in a new and special additional way by using my intuition and by using cards and doing that fun stuff. And it's just an add-on to my business. So basically, my point is, I did things to make myself more confident. I did things for myself. And I didn't worry so much about the outcome. And I just had fun. And that's what made the difference. Because here's the thing, you guys. We didn't start a business to be miserable. We didn't start a business to, slave away every day. We didn't start a business to be constantly stressed. We started a business for financial freedom. We started a business so that we could enjoy ourselves and do what we love. And if any of you have the mindset that that is not an option, and that, launching can't be fun, and sales calls can't be fun, and, making sales can't be easy, then you need support and you need a coach. Because I am telling you right now, it can be, because I do not feel like I just spent. Like just like ex exas exacerbated my energy, or like wore myself out to make that money. I feel like it was fun. It was a little bit hard, I'm not gonna lie. It did come with a lot of work, but it wasn't unexpected work. It was not more work than I thought I would have to do. It was just as much work as I've done any other month. The only thing that was different was my mindset and my belief in myself. And my abundance and my willingness to succeed and wanting to succeed. And I think also it was the shedding. I released and I left a lot behind when I left Kentucky. And I've had multiple mentors tell me that until I left certain things behind or shifted the way that they looked in my life, nothing was going to change for me. And I let it go. I had no choice really, but I let things go. And I say I had no choice because I left, right? What was I going to do? And I think it worked out in the long run. And that's not to say that things can't come back into your life in the future and they'd be right then, but sometimes you need to step away. So my point is, I feel like I'm being very like dark and mysterious right now. That's because I'm holding things in a little bit because I don't want to get too emotional here. But basically, if you have a relationship, any kind of relationship, friend, boyfriend, not boyfriend, girlfriend, just like friends with benefits, any kind of relationship, mom, dad, sister, brother, aunt, whatever it is, if it's a negative relationship, you need to let it go. And that might be really harsh because I just like listed relatives. But that doesn't mean that you have to let it go forever. It just means that you need to separate yourself for a little bit. You need to readjust. You need to reassess. You need to see what's not working. Why is it not working? Can we change this, or are we not meant to be in each other's lives? And sometimes you're not meant to be in each other's lives. And sometimes it can be fixed and sometimes it can be changed. For me, I did leave some friends behind in Kentucky. Not, and it's sad, but it's just is what it is. And for me, I am on this new journey with myself, and I'm very much al alone right now, and that's okay. And I think that that's part of how I got the sales that I did last month. But ultimately, the point is, you need to have that perfect balance of strategy and mindset and trust in yourself and abundance and all that. It's the masculine and the feminine. It always comes back to the masculine and the feminine. So if you're feeling stuck, if you're feeling uncertain and the money is not coming or whatever, I want you to take a step back and I want you to go have fun because that's what I did and this is what happened. This was the result, this was the outcome. So, I'm not saying take a step back forever. Take a day, relax, go have fun. And then, if you feel like you're at a halt and you're ready to take the next leap. Maybe you're making like $2,000 every month. Maybe it's $4,000. Maybe it wavers between $0 to $5,000 a month. You never know. And you're ready for, a change and for that to look different and for it to be more consistent and for you to make $10,000 months and for you to make more than $10,000 without even, trying very hard. Then I want to help you. And this just flows so beautifully into me announcing that as of today, I am opening spots for the Abundant Business Mastermind, which I am so excited about. And I'm going to help you do what I just did. We are going to take you from, wavering up and down between like the 0 to 5K months, and we're going to get you consistent and up to 10K and more. I don't really like putting a label on the amount of money you're going to make because I think it's completely up to you and you get to make that decision yourself. And once you decide something, it will happen for you. And that's kind of the intention there. We're going to get so clear on everything in your business. We are going to break it apart and put it back together. And we are going to make it better than it's ever been before. We are going to add to your product suite. You are going to hire team members because you're going to have the money to hire team members. You are going to step into your six-figure self. You are going to learn how to market yourself on platforms other than Instagram. We're going to learn about different marketing techniques so that you can make sure that you are reaching the masses everywhere, everywhere, because that's how we build a sustainable business. We stop flying by the seat of our fucking pants and we actually take action. This program will change your life. This program is amazing. I am so excited about it. This has been something that has been on my mind for so long, since September, you guys. Since September of 2019, I have been talking about this program. I was supposed to, quote unquote, supposed to launch this by January. It is now March and I am finally launching it, and that's just how long it had to take. And I am so fucking excited about it. I already have two amazing women sign up for this round. I'm taking a maximum of eight, so that means that there are only six spots left. You need to jump on them. This is a 6-month, really intensive program. We are going to have bi-weekly calls, group calls with unbelievable guest coaches. Like, you are going to be blown away. The value of this program is in the guest coaches alone. Like, you are going to be blown away. The link to the sales page is going to be in the show notes. You're going to want to check that out. It's unbelievable. Like, unbelievable. I'm just amazed by the guest coaches, and I'm so grateful that I have so many amazing people in my circle. We're going to have bi-weekly one-on-one calls, and these are going to be hour-long one-on-one calls. We're going to get into the trenches of your business. We're going to talk about some really fucking cool topics, really, really cool topics in the group calls and the one-on-one calls. There's going to be Voxer support. There's going to be a Facebook group because I like doing random ass lives because, in my opinion, sometimes two group calls a month isn't enough. I want you guys in my life all the time. And there's also going to be a retreat, a really, really epic retreat that I'm really excited about. And here's the thing. This program is to fill a gap. Because I think that, most masterminds, it goes beginner program, and then the beginners that don't see the results they were looking for in that beginner program, instead of moving on to something higher level, they stay low because they think that they are not capable of learning higher level things, when in reality, they just need to continue implementing, right? And so beginners end up on this journey of beginner program after beginner program after beginner program and never learn anything new. Really, they might learn a little different here and there, but for the most part, they're learning the same thing. Because what it's like beginner program, and then it's like, here, pay me 10 to 15, 10, between 10 and $20,000 for a 6-month program, and then you'll start scaling to 10K plus months. But that doesn't feel attainable to someone usually when you just started your business like 3 months ago, or maybe you've had it for a little bit longer, or even like a year or 2 years, but you're still not making consistent 5K months. How is it gonna feel realistic for you to spend all of that money to hit 10K plus months when 10K plus months still feels so far off for you because you're not even at consistent 5K months? So this is the middleman program. It's going to give you a fuck ton of information. It's going to fill your cup exactly with what you need. It's going to be so valuable for you, And it's not going to break the bank. It is a high ticket program, I'm not going to lie, but I am quite confident that when we get on a sales call together, you're going to be very pleased with the price for all that is included in this program. And I will also say that this is a very high touch program and it's very personal, so not everyone that applies is going to get in. There is an application process, and I will go through everybody that fills out an application and reach out to you if you have been accepted to get on a sales call with me. We'll talk, we'll see if you're the right fit, and then from there, if you are, you'll be invited to work with me and join the amazing mastermind. So that's the way it looks. I've been talking about this for 5 minutes now, but I hope you can tell how freaking excited and passionate I am about it. I want you in it. I'm so excited to get to work with you. So that's kind of the end of this episode. I wanted to share that with you. Definitely head to the show notes, learn more about the mastermind, look at the sales page. I'm quite proud of it. It shows you all of the guest coaches. You can see the women that are already signed up. You can see, more details on everything. I'm really fucking excited about it. So, yeah, I hope that this episode was helpful for you. I hope that it inspired you and showed you that this is possible for you too. And I hope that we get to work together real soon. And otherwise, I will see y'all on the next episode of the Is She Did It podcast. Please don't forget to leave a review and subscribe if you're loving the podcast. Let me know what you're loving about it. It would mean the world to me. And I'll see y'all next time.